You know, I thought our team did a good job of adjusting to who we are right now. You know, obviously DeMontez is down, and with he's not in there, our defense is even more important because we don't get some of those easy baskets that he can provide for, you know, him getting to the basket or getting other guys involved. We need to move the ball more. And, you know, obviously spread the offense around. But what it really comes down to is kind of like after last season, you know, a question kept coming up. Were you losing those couple of guys? You know, what do you have to do to be a better team, or can you? Or you got to be a better defensive team. And clearly tonight, that was the name of the game. We held them to 23 in the first half. Even though they scored more in the second half, we got all the big stops, and we came up with all the big rebounds and all the big blocks and preserved the win. I mean, we struggled offensively all night long. And we've been talking about that. When I say us, we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. Well, you know, where are you going to get another guy with, you know, to go with Trevor? Well, when Trevor's not there, where are you going to get another guy? You got to guard. I mean, you got to guard to have a chance to win the game. You got to guard and be a very good defensive team. We were an excellent defensive team tonight. We rebounded the heck out of the ball. And, you know, Dre obviously had an excellent ball game because he provided some offense opposite book, because, I mean, they're coming over on him. And there's Dre sealing on the opposite side, but, you know, give his teammates an awful lot of credit because they got him a ball where he could score. And, you know, Book didn't score a bunch, but I think he had his season high. 16 rebounds, and those rebounds were critical because we're stopping and only giving a one shot, maybe a second. You know, not many second shots. And not only did we go to the defensive board, but we went to the offensive board as well. So just really, you know, happy with the win. It was a big one for us because we're going to be a week off, and we stopped a skid.
Is this maybe one of those games that's kind of a win in spite of? I mean, you guys did have a number of turnovers, and the shooting percentage wasn't necessarily there. But as you said, the defense really stepped up tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a win in spite of. I say it's a win of a great defensive team, which we were tonight. And, you know, it's a challenge for us to have that same kind of effort for the rest of the year. I mean, we can be awfully good. If you guard like that and you rebound like that, we can be awfully good because we're going to score better than that. Most of the time, we're gonna make layups. Most of the time, it's not like there were jump shots.
What was the difference with Dre? Was he just looking for a shot more in the right place at the right time, or they're just making the right passes?
No, I mean they made a conscious decision they were gonna take Book away, and that's the same thing that people do to us all year long. But they were even more of a conscious decision. And when that happens, if you're playing opposite him, then, you know, you've got to make sure that you get yourself in a position to score. We throw the ball to Book, our five-man dives to the basket. So Book throws it out, and if you don't have a shot, we're going to reverse it. And if you seal and get an angle, we can throw the ball right to you, you know, for a scoring opportunity, because the guy who's guarding you is way over on Book. Now he's got to recover on a quick reversal to guard Dre. If he seals and gets an angle, you throw it in there and you score. But you got to do it every time. It's like, because you don't get the ball every time. So you got to have your mind made up, I'm going to do that every single time. And now your teammates have got to find you. Two things have got to happen. You've got to do that, and your teammates have got to find you under duress. And so that's why I say give his teammates an awful lot of credit, too, because they delivered the ball where he could score. But Dre made the effort to seal those big bodies to get himself in a position. They finished.
Talk about the job that your guys did on Vasquez, who really wasn't a factor.
Excellent job. You know, I thought our guys took the challenge to guard him. We know he's a really good player. We know he's on a roll. And we knew in order to have a chance to win the game, we had to do a decent job on him. Tanner Smith did a great job most of the night, but I saw Noel Johnson on him a bunch. Pot was on him some. So really guarded him pretty well as a team.
How did you feel about Andre tonight? It seemed like he was more aggressive than, even though he's played the same amount of minutes,
he
has a better
opportunity. You got 39 again?
37.
I thought I'd rest him a little bit more. I thought he was excellent. He was in more of an attack mode all night long. He got tired there a couple times where, you know, it's going to happen when you're playing 39, 37 minutes a game. But I thought he was excellent. He stayed, kept us in an attack mode for the most part. He got tired there, and they bothered us with the press a little bit. We got him a little bit of a rest, and he kept us attacking.
Do you get as much satisfaction from this kind of win as you would a game where you score 90 points and you shoot 55% and everything's clicking offensively, where you have to kind of have a dig down, kind of get dirty kind of win?
Well, it depends on who you're playing against. You know, that's, you know, if we're playing against Bentley College, then no. But, you know, if we score 90 points, the other team scores 55, and it's, UCLA with John Wooden coaching, yeah, it just depends. When you play that well against a good team, that means you're, you know, almost playing like a perfect game. But tonight, obviously, was not a perfect game, and guys just kind of hung in there, and there was a time there when they went up two with, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes left to go, and looked like they had everything going, and our bench looked awfully thin, you know, at that point, and guys just kind of hung in there, and we went down the stretch mostly with that five of Noel Johnson, Tanner Smith, Andre, Book, and Jere. I mean, we went to the house with them. Normally, we'd like to rest them. And so I thought they did an awful good job of just kind of sucking it up and making stops when they had to. So it is a satisfying win.
What did you think of Andre's behind the back
bounce pass? I just told he was too tired to make it. You know, he was just tired. He was dead. And so you don't want to make that kind of play when you're tired.
What was your message when they went down to?
Our guys.
Did you have a message? Because they had kind of that far away look in their eyes.
Our guys. No, I just told them just keep hitting them. If we hit them, they're going to crumble. You know, we just felt like that was our message coming in here tonight, that we got to take it at these guys, take it at them, and we felt like we could get to them, and that's what we said. We just hit them. You hit them because you've been hitting them all night, and things don't look great, but you're only two down, and all that those residual effects can come into play now if you hit them, and we got that little spurt, and there you are.
What do you credit to that sort of defensive intensity tonight, a bit increased, a sense of urgency.
Team and 3 days of hard practice. Just a banding together as a team and just 3 days of hard work.
Does this say something about the team in the midst of a losing streak after squandering a double-digit lead to come back when you're down by 2 points there in the second half?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. That's why it's a satisfying, long-winded answer to this question, but that's what I was trying to say. It's a very satisfying win because things didn't look good, and that's one of those times when the pressure can flip on the home team because, you know, you've had that, you know, fans have been great, and you've had that, big lead or significant lead, and now all of a sudden you're down two, and you're tired, and they seem to have all the momentum. So that was it was very satisfying that they regrouped and, hit them back.
Is the big psychological advantage to be 4-4 at the halfway point rather than 3-5?
Yeah, I think so. This is the halfway point. It is, right? Sure it is. Sure it is. And particularly this year with the league race the way it is, and who knows where it'll be on by the time we play again. I mean, I'm assuming we got two sets of games by the time we play again, and so who knows where it could be. And then we've got a road win. That'll be awfully tough up in Blacksburg, but obviously we could get that one. You know, that would be huge. Road wins in league are hard to come by, and then after that, I think we're back home for a bit. And so,
was there some satisfaction to see Milton Jennings get that steal and then that big dunk? I mean he's had some struggles this year.
I'm glad you brought that up. I have very seldom since I've been here been disappointed with members of our crowd. They've been great, and they've grown, and game day and all that. I really felt good for our crowd because they deserve that kind of recognition and Clemson and all that. But I was disappointed in members of our crowd for booing Milton Jennings because he struggled or did something in the game. I forget what he did. Because this kid's a terrific young prospect. He's a fine young man. He's trying, and he's going to play some excellent basketball before it's all said and done. And certainly that's a big play for us right there, that steal and that dunk. And we ought to be supportive, in my opinion. We ought to be really supportive of our young guys. I recognize when they're young. Because we're going to continue, hopefully, to get good young prospects in here. And you know, we need to understand that. And that obviously that wasn't everybody, because I heard some folks really encouraging him when he came off the floor. But you know, he's trying, and I think he's going to help us win some games before the year's over, and obviously a lot of games before he's done.
Is that one of those plays that can kind of maybe?
Yeah. And I can't remember what happened after that. I mean, he might have fallen down after that. I don't know. But he is trying, and he's coming to practice and working, and he's got a good attitude. It's not easy, particularly with under the bright lights when you're highly touted prospect.
Did you hear the news tonight? Or?
Yes, I did hear that. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Coach. DeMontez back for Virginia Tech.
Trying to get me out of here, man? I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I thought he would be back tonight, and it's still sore, and he's having trouble, getting up on his toes and that kind of thing. So, hopefully, he'll be back by then. But if he can't go, you got to tighten the fist and keep going.
Oliver, you talked about wanting to win a game shooting less than 40%. You finally get that this season. That's got to be something to build on this week.
Well, it's that you're trying to sell that message that defense is more important than anything, defense and rebounding. And this is it's easy to say it, but when you see something like this and you're involved in something like this, hopefully it cements the message a little bit more, because we're going to shoot the ball. Obviously, we're shooting, 46 coming in or something like that. So, obviously, we shoot the ball better than that generally. But if we can play defense like this every night, then, we're a significantly better team. And that was kind of, our thought process going into the year, that we have to be a better defensive team than last year because we lost so much firepower. Okay. Thank you.
I'm not losing the legs.